Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, not as always, is Ms. Kim Price from the Ladies of Leet. Kim, how are you doing this week?
I am very, very well, and I'm very excited to be here. This is my first time on your show, and it's an all-girls show, which is really cool. I mean, not that we don't love Ryan.
Well, that's true. He can be pretty girly at times, too. He sings a lot.
Does he?
He does. But...
Yeah. Well, you do not want to hear me sing.
No,
so.
me either. This is actually the first time we've ever had a lady guest, so... I'm so excited.
Wow. That's really cool. Well, I'm excited too then. So hopefully, you know, I don't make a fool out of myself.
Oh, no. We'll be
fine. I can do that sometimes.
Also, I just switched to a ball from a chair. So if I'm a little bit bouncier than normal guys, I'm sorry. I get really excited and you can't tell when I'm on a chair. But now that I'm on a ball, the bounce just keeps going. So,
So you've got one of those like chairs that you... Or
the wobbly chair ball thing.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, Joel bought one and it was too small for him. So I was like, well, I'll give it a try. And I love it.
Oh, man. So that reminds me of... Dwight from The Office. Do you ever watch that show?
It's been quite a while.
He has one on there and he's like, yeah, it's all for my core.
That's the hope. I'm going to have like 6-pack abs in time for Nerdtacular.
Oh man, I need to get one too then. We all got to like, no.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah. It's probably going to last like a week and then I'm going to fall over once and then I'm going to be like, well, that's it. No more ball.
Exactly. That's probably what I would do.
So I have been gaming so much this week, but it's all Blizzard titles. So I feel like I should like let you start because I'm just going to go like Blizzard fangirl for like half an hour here. So what have you been playing this week, Kimmy?
Well, I have been playing a little bit of Blizzard. I haven't played much WoW lately. Gosh, long time. I get on there and I do benchmarking and that's about all I do in WoW right now. But I had been playing Fallout, and I thought I was done with Fallout because I played Fallout Vegas 15 times now. I don't know. A million.
Really? 15 times?
No, it's probably been about, I've probably finished it maybe 7 times.
Okay, still, 7 is pretty intense. I have not played it yet. I own it. It's in my Steam library, but like so many things in my Steam library, haven't actually picked up a controller and played it.
And... it's just, that's my comfort game. That's my, you know, game I go to when I just feel like zoning out and not doing anything. But I had never finished one of the DLCs. And Nicole's like, she's playing them through right now. And I'm like, I never liked that DLC. And she's like, no, if you get past a certain point, it's really good. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I had to go in and then that got me playing that. And then I had to go play other stuff in it. And then the cycle started again. So I'm like, okay, no, I think I'm going to like take it off of my Steam library so I don't see it and I don't play it. Because I've got so many other games that I would like to play, but I don't because I'm lazy, basically.
See?
I know Fallout and...
That is, that's my, your Fallout is my WoW, is like, I missed out on so many years of WoW that now whenever I have some game time, I'm like, okay, I have to go collect this thing or do this dungeon or get this achievement or like, I have to catch up. And you know, you can never, ever, ever catch up. So
you can't. And I think that's where I'm at with WoW because I mean, I played WoW from, I think about 6 months after the launch and, you know, I've been playing ever since and probably only within the last 6 or 7 months, I really haven't played much at all. And I'm kind of to that point that I'm like, oh gosh, if I get in, what am I going to do? You know, I don't want to raid right now because that takes a lot of time.
It does.
I don't want to, maybe I'll do pet battles and that's fun. And I love doing the pet battles, but yeah, so that I'm kind of, in a lull right now. Probably when the new expansion comes, I'll get back into it again. And
have you pre-ordered yet?
No, I have not.
So you haven't even boosted to 90? Oh.
No. So, and then I was thinking, which one would I boost to? Because I did think about that. I think I have a paladin who's over level 70.
Or
she's about level 70. So like, well, that would be a good one because then my... professions
yes.
would boost as well, because it's over 60, right?
It is, boost? Yeah. Okay. So I had one that was, I chose to boost a priest because nobody likes leveling a healer. Oh, it's so slow. It's like I have to hit anything like 10 times for it to finally die. So I boosted a priest and she was only level 12 or 13, I think. So, and now I'm just like staring at all these like zero professions. I'm like, oh,
yes.
So much time farming that, cloth.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You think about, I think about like engineering and I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll get back into WoW eventually. And I've never let my account, you know, take a break at all. It's, I've been paying $15 a month for, how long has it been going? 7 years now?
It's
going
to be 10 years this year, Kim.
Holy crap. Wow. I don't like thinking about that.
No, kind of stuff. It's best to be
done. A lot of money to Blizzard. A lot of money to Blizzard. But that's okay. But I did play some Diablo 3 this weekend. And
oh, good.
I forgot how much fun that game is.
Yeah, I hit a real lull with it when it first came out. I got to about halfway through Act 2, and it just, like, there was so much desert, and it, like, leveling was so slow, and I was just like, I'm not getting anything new. All of the gear that I'm finding is, like, just not actually good, which they fixed recently with the patch, but I was just like, oh, man, like, I don't want to play this anymore. So I literally stopped after probably 3 weeks, maybe four.
Oh, so you never killed Diablo?
No, not at all. I stopped in the middle of Act 2 until literally last night. Joel and I finally killed Diablo.
Yay! That's awesome. Yeah, because you have to get the expansion, you have to have killed Diablo. That's like the only prerequisite, right?
Oh, is it? Well, it's a good thing I did it then.
Yeah, I think you have to kill, don't quote me on this, I get a lot of things wrong, but I think you had to kill Diablo. But there's no level. You don't have to be a certain level, but I don't know, I guess you can be about 30 to kill Diablo. Mm. That's about where I was. Cause I killed Diablo. Then I was going to start again. And I'm like, why do I want to go through and do this exact same thing again? So I had quit after I killed Diablo and I never went back.
That was my whole big question too, is I was just like, why do you play this game over and over and over again? Like,
I know.
So we just killed Diablo last night, but with the XP boost, because it's actually 100% bonus XP this weekend. It was 50% for about 2 weeks, but now it's 100% XP boost. So I'm actually, I think, level 51 now from one playthrough. So when we were battling Diablo, like, we upped it to hard, but even on hard, we were just like, the whole fight took maybe 2 minutes, maybe? And it was like,
yeah,
it was super crazy. Fast. It was like, he didn't feel power, like, I remember when we first started playing back in, like, when the game first launched, and we did the fight against the Butcher, and I mean, Joel and I died, like, 18 times, like, so much, and then, so we get to the end, we face Diablo, and we're just like, smack, and he's dead. I was like, oh.
Isn't that crazy? So we, I got on with Ralph and Asheo, and, oh, who else was with us? Oh, Hunts the Wind, he's in the AIE guild, and I think Asheo and I started at level 34 and we got to level 60 last night. I was like, wow, this is crazy. But we were also on the one right below, not the hardest level, the one right below it.
I can't even remember. There's like Infernal and Nightmare and all these like weird difficulty levels that all sound really hard.
Yeah. And today I went back in just to level another tune, and we were at the highest level, insane level or nightmare level or whatever it is. But then also within it, you have different levels inside of it. Mm. Like you have tick one, tick two, tick three, whatever. And we had gotten tick two and I was dying everywhere because my Paragon level was zero.
Okay.
And those guys had like Paragon levels of 34 mm-hmm. or something. And yeah, I was just dead all the time. So I'm like, nah, we can't do this. We gotta bump it down a little bit.
So then Paragon levels, is that how many levels you have on top of level 60? Is that the thinking? Because I have a level 51 or 52, whatever we ended up at last night. And that's the most I've ever played. So
the Paragon level, you get to 60, And then that was like a way that you could continue to get extra skills.
Oh, so there are more skills. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you get Paragon skills. And I don't know how high I think it's not unlimited, but it's like probably more than I can ever get, because there's there's four like trees you can put it in, mm-hmm. and they're like you can do up to 50 skill points in some of the skills within that tree. So, I mean, it's just tons and tons more, I guess. They're not skills, but attributes and things like that. So you can have more health, and you can have more crit and more armor and stuff like mm-hmm. that is what you get with the Paragon levels.
Fancy. So it's actually the reason to keep playing, I guess. It's just to keep leveling and leveling and leveling.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I still think it would get really boring mm-hmm. because you're doing the same thing over yeah. and over and over. So it was fun coming back to Diablo. I really enjoyed it because I hadn't seen this stuff for, a couple of years? Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun doing that and playing with my friends. And you did get gear that you could use again. In fact, you got too much gear you could use again. Everything that's dropping was like, oh my God, now I have all these decisions again. Mm-hmm. And that's normally what happens with dungeon crawlers anyway. Yeah. Get too much gear and you always have to go back to town mm-hmm. and drop it off and things.
I did notice I was starting to, the loot that was dropping is better. Like it was stuff that I can actually use. I was enjoying, like I was looking at it and usually it was like actual good decision making versus when it used to drop, it was either not for my class or all the stats were red and it's like, well, this isn't helping. I just have to keep going back to town and selling. Where now it felt like, you know, every crossbow that dropped, I was like, oh, I can totally use that. And, you know, every pair of boots that dropped, I was like, yes, new boots, more damage.
So what are you playing? Are you a dungeon?
I am a demon hunter. I started in this character that I was playing through with, was actually brand spanking new. Ryan and I started them on Gamers in Game Night probably a month ago. Uh-huh. And so, and I kind of feel bad because I powered through on Friday night and then last night and went up like 30 levels and beat the game. So sorry, Ryan, don't hate me. But the expansion is coming. So, I mean,
exactly. It's coming like in 2 days, isn't
yes,
it? The 25th?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we ended up playing, and my Demon Hunter now is my highest level character. But when I first started, I was playing the Wizard. And even though I went all the way through with the Demon Hunter, the Wizard is my favorite.
Yeah. I like the Demon Hunter, but I like the Barbarian. That one's my favorite so far. I like, because I think with those games, you want to get in there and just, you know, and hit everything. And
so I hate melee Barbarian so much. Yeah. I like to see my character and see what she's doing and then just kind of like bzz, all the way across with some kind of like laser blast ice thing.
And the mage has that cool
yeah.
thing. Yes, that is so awesome. I love that thing. Yeah. I don't have a mage, but I love watching other people do it. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to the expansion. Have you pre-ordered that expansion yet?
I have.
Oh,
good.
So, did you go all the way with the deluxe edition or no?
I don't remember what I bought. I don't think so. I don't think I did.
Oh, I did because you get a treasure goblin in WoW.
Oh, yes. No, I don't think I did it for this one. I pre-order so many games. Mm. I forget what I order.
I have been doing the deluxe editions of a lot of these expansions that Blizzard's putting out because of all the pets you get in WoW and the Hearthstone packs.
And so you've been playing Hearthstone too.
Oh my God, so much Hearthstone.
That's kind of a prerequisite for
it
you. Isn't
kind
it?
Of is, yeah. So, we had just finished playing Diablo on Friday night, and we actually played Diablo for like 4 hours. I was like, oh, we'll just stream when Gamers In is normally on because, you know, we should still provide content because A-Move is so awesome. So, you know, I'll play some games for like an hour, hour and a half, and then call it a night. I hadn't been feeling too well on Friday. So we ended up playing for 4 hours instead of one, and then I was just about to log off, and then I got an email that said, you know, Dills is live with playing Hearthstone or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'll just pop into Dills' stream for like 2 seconds and say hi, and then, you know, I'll go to bed. So I popped in, and he was like, oh my God, Jocelyn's here. Like, why? Jump on the call. Let's go. Let's play. And I was like, Okay, one round. One round meant I ended up going to bed at 6:30 in the morning.
My God. That's crazy.
We were literally up and drinking and playing Hearthstone until 6:30 in the morning. But there's usually such a time difference between Dills and I because it's 4 hours difference because he's all the way on the West Coast and I'm all the way out on the East Coast and not even Eastern time, but Atlantic time, which is 1 hour further. So usually he's starting to do stuff when I'm going to bed. So I was just like, screw it. This is like, I haven't been able to play a ton with him in months. So yeah, we had a blast.
Wow, that is crazy. But it happens that way too. And when you're playing with friends and you're playing a game you like, the time just runs away from you as well.
It does completely. So yeah, we played a bunch of like random deck matches. So that's where you just pick a hero and then you make Hearthstone just randomly generate a deck. And so we played those against each other for a while, and then he helped me build a deck, and then we did a couple of arena runs, and like, oh, so much fun. But yeah.
So, how do you do you feel like you're getting better at Hearthstone? How do you feel about your level?
I am fantastic at making in-game decisions. I kick Dills's butt in the random constructed stuff. Like it was fun and I'm really good at that. But when it comes to actually putting a deck together, it seems like I just can't build a deck to save my life. Like I am just so bad at deck building, which is pretty much like integral to Hearthstone. Like you have to be able to build decks and I just can't. So I like Arena because again, it's not so much deck building. It's like which card is best out of these three? Go. So
Yeah, and I think that's my problem too, is I think when I'm in the game, I'm pretty good, but that strategy part of it, I'm terrible at strategy games anyway. So that's I haven't played a ton of Hearthstone because of that reason that I get very frustrated and then I like throw my computer away or something, you know. I don't have a controller to throw with Hearthstone, so I can't
So
throw
it's the
my
keyboard that
controller.
gets it.
Yes. Or pounding on my desk or something like that.
There's quite a few because I try to stream as often as I can, unless I'm just like really not feeling like talking to anybody. But I try to stream Hearthstone as often as I can, and there are quite a few like ragey Jocelyn videos that are available over either on YouTube or Twitch, where it's just like you can see, "Hi guys, we're gonna play some Hearthstone, hooray!" And then by the end of the video, it's like, "I will murder you all."
Yeah. That reminds me of when we used to play Risk with my sons, and I've thrown the Risk board across the room quite a few times.
Really?
Yes. Okay, I hate to admit that because then I sound like a raging hormonal something. I don't
Crazy
know,
person.
but yeah. But yeah, that was totally me. I don't play Risk anymore, and that's why I don't like playing StarCraft and games like that because I get so that, you know. So I'm
Oh,
like,
me
okay, I'll
too.
go play Fallout where it's just me killing stuff.
Yeah, I do. I like StarCraft. I like well, I think I'm gonna like Heroes of the Storm. I've been watching so much of it. But I'm a fan of strategy games and watching all of these people. I'm watching Husky play Warcraft 3 right now, and I'm just like, oh, it makes me want to go install Battle for Middle Earth again and, you know, play some Civ 5 and all these strategy things. But then I install them and I play them and then I want to smash.
And that's with me with Civ 5 too. I can play it, but I have to be really casual about it. If I get competitive with it, I'm just like, raging. So I don't play those games anymore. I think it's just better for everybody that I don't.
Do you have that like switch internally where you can just be like, okay, I'm not gonna play this competitively? Or are you like me where you're just like, I must competitive all the things?
No, I can turn it off, but certain games like Risk, I don't know why I can't with that kind of game. So I'm, yeah, there's games I know my limits, so I'll stay away at that point.
So, I know that this has been quite a Blizzard-heavy conversation, which is, I've been spending a lot of time in Blizzard games, but I am so excited about Elder Scrolls Online, and we're getting so close. We're like a couple of weeks away, and oh man, I'm so excited. Have you played this at all yet?
I've played only one weekend of it. And I think that's because I was just got done playing Skyrim again. I played Skyrim on my PlayStation originally, and it was on sale, so I got it on my PC, and I'm like,
I did the same thing.
Yeah, so I played it all the way through again on my PC, and then I got into Elder Scrolls Online, and I'm like, okay, I know it's different. I know it's not Skyrim, but it's so close to Skyrim, but it's not Skyrim. And I was getting kind of disappointed.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, don't do that, Kim, because I know it's not. It was just too close to me playing Skyrim. So I put Skyrim away and said, okay, I'm not going to do that. So I can, and I enjoyed my whole weekend in ESO.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, no, I am looking forward to it. I have pre-ordered it. I've pre-ordered like the deluxe edition on
the Imperial edition. Me too.
Yeah. So I am excited about it, and I think it's gonna be great. The voice acting was amazing. I just could listen to them. I actually let them all talk, which I normally don't do either. So
that's so funny, because when I played back in like the press beta way long ago, probably I think like January, maybe December, even,
and non-disclosure and everything.
Yeah, and it was all robot voices, so and everyone's like, oh, the voice acting's so great. I was like, really? Because they were robots, so I don't even know what that sounds like.
So you haven't played it in the latest?
No, I haven't. I did that on purpose because I didn't want to spoil it for myself. I played in the press beta up until level 10, I think. And then I was just like, okay, that's it. I'm done. And then, yeah, I haven't touched it since because I'm just so excited. I want it to be all shiny and new in April when it comes out.
I totally understand that. Yeah. Totally understand that.
It's also been quite a long time since I've played Skyrim. And I did that on purpose too because I bought Skyrim on the big, huge, I think it might have been the winter sale. Uh-huh. I think, and it was like $25 for the game, the Legendary Edition with all the expansions and everything else. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to buy it again, but I haven't actually played it because I'm like, I know that because it's an MMO, a lot of the kind of graphics and stuff are a little bit simplified. So I don't want awesome graphics PC version in my head when I go to play ESO. And that's what everyone's been saying, like, oh, it doesn't look anywhere near as good as Skyrim. I'm like, well, yeah. Do you want like a terabyte install? Like, no.
Exactly. So, and that was my problem. And so I wish I would have done that. Although I'm glad I played it because it did make me a little bit excited, but I know exactly what you mean. And that's why I only played it for that one weekend, and I haven't played any of the other times that they brought it up. So, but yeah, I'm really excited about that one.
So I think that pretty much wraps up what we're playing. Kimmy, have you been playing anything else you want to mention?
Gosh, I've been playing so much. I've been playing Hotline Miami. Have you ever played that game?
No, what's Hotline Miami? Why are you laughing at me?
It's basically a murder game. That's all it is. It's like, I think it's probably 16-bit. And you go and you just, somebody calls you and says, go murder this person. And so you go murder that person. But it's kind of a puzzle game too, because you've got to figure out how you've got to, you know, make your way through like a house with other people trying to kill you. And so you have to figure out how to kill them first and, you know, get to your last guy and murder him. And so it's murder everywhere. And you die, I don't know, maybe 10 times a minute. You're dying a lot, but it's really quick start over. You know, you just start back over.
So it's like really kind of like Super Meat Boy, where it's just like, exactly, you know, death over and over and over again. Those Super Meat Boy replays were amazing. You can see all your little meats dying. Loved it.
So it's a fun game. And the music is kind of, I don't know, 90s Miami, you know, it's the music is fun. And you're sitting there dancing and killing people, and you've got lights going and the neon, and it's just a fun little game. I think I bought it like 99 cents on Steam. My son's like, you got to play this, Mom. You got to play this. I'm like, okay, I'll play your stupid game. You know,
I'll now you can't put it down.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's an awesome little game. And it's like, it's really quick. You can pick it up if you got, you know, 30 minutes, pick it up, go kill some people, dance a little bit, and move on.
Well, with that, I think that's a good time to say that Ryan and I really appreciate your continued support of our show, along with the support of our fabulous sponsor, Doghouse Systems. You can use the code THEGAMERSIN to double your RAM when you purchase a new gaming rig. So Kim actually works for Doghouse. Why don't you give us a rundown of what's coming up for you guys?
We have got so many exciting things coming up. I'm like thrilled to talk about this. So next week, actually I think it's the last week in March, we're launching our new website.
Oh, and everyone's awesome.
Like, okay, it's a new website. But with our new website, we're launching our special edition systems, which actually will have artwork on the sides of them. And you can pick
some of those. They're really cool looking.
Yeah. So we actually have some featured artists. Our two featured artists we're launching with is Mary Varn, who does the NPC comic.
She's great.
I love Mary so much. Then April Ness. And I don't know if you guys have ever met April.
Yes, spectacular.
Yeah, lots of abstract type things. And she's done this incredible just black and white that looks so cool on the side panel of the black and white computer.
Ooh.
So very excited about that. Then we'll have another company that another
yet unannounced.
Unannounced, which probably people already really kind of know about. But we've got two side panels that they did original artwork for us, and we just got approval on all of that. So those will be launching here probably within the month. But also, you can do your own side panels if you have artwork. Just give me the artwork and we can actually print it on the side for you. Or if you want your name or your picture and then we have other artwork, or you can get a Gamers In side panel. What would that be? You know, show your support for the Gamers In podcast or an A-Move.
Oh yeah. What? A-Move. Right.
Garrett has some. Starcast. The Angry Chicken has one. So yeah, you can, but use your code for Gamers In.
Absolutely.
That's the code. And honestly, if you guys have any questions, you can give me a call and I'll try to answer them. I'm probably not the best, but I'll try to answer them. If not, they've got lots and lots of awesome people there who can answer it. Or if you're building your own computer, give us a call if you have any questions, because you know we're there to help out or anything. So, or just call and say hi if you want.
I do that sometimes, just randomly. Hi, Kim. How's it going?
Yeah, hey.
So, yeah, you guys can head on over to doghousesystems.com and check out all their new gaming rigs and their new website and all the rest of it. And remember the Gamers In code when you do so.
Thank you so much for your support. We really do.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for yours. I mean, I own a doghouse. I've had it for just over a year now, and it is my favorite thing ever.
Yay.
I hug it at night sometimes. Don't tell Joel.
Yeah, because he never listens to this, does he?
Never, never, ever. So that brings us to our topic of the week this week. And I thought, since Kimmy is such a big Diablo 3 player like myself, well, I guess recent big Diablo 3 player, I thought we would talk about the XP boost and kind of that whole thing. Because there are a lot of companies that are doing these. Diablo 3 is just the most recent example, but there's all kinds of different kind of implementations of XP boost. So you've got WoW doing it with their boost to 90. You've got, I think, is it Guild Wars 2 that has the, like, you can actually buy items with real money that you then wear in game that boost your XP. So
yeah.
I just kind of thought I'd, you know, get your feelings on this, because a lot of people are kind of in one of two different camps. So there's the yay, hooray, Blizzard's awesome and letting me level up all my characters right before the expansion. And then there's the other camp that's, you know, the cynical internet camp that's just like, oh, Blizzard just wants to increase, you know, eyes on their game and sell more expansions and grr, they're evil. So where do you fall with all of this?
I think it's great. Of course Blizzard wants, you know, eyes on their game. And of course that's why. That's one of the reasons they're doing it. But I think the other reason is they want people to get re-involved with the game, like me and you.
Exactly.
So, you know, you had a tune down, you know, at the lower levels, level 30 or whatever. So did I. And this gave me a chance to go back in, get excited about the game again, get up to a higher level, or level some other tunes, brand new tunes that we, you know, you wanted to try out, that it was just kind of a drudgery before to do it. So I'm all for it. But I think it needs to be very selective. And I don't think it should happen all the time in games like these. You know, you need to enjoy the content at the beginning. And I, of course they wouldn't do this right off. And that's why in WoW, you can't use your heirlooms at, you know, at the highest level at the very beginning, because they don't want you to just rush through the content. Mm-hmm. They want you to take your time and enjoy it and level like you're supposed to.
So yeah, heirlooms is actually interesting, because I'd completely forgotten about heirlooms because I have like literally a cape. So I don't have a ton of them. I haven't leveled a lot of characters. I have my main, I have the one that I did use the boost on. I have a Death Knight and I have a monk, and the monks level ridiculously fast anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need heirlooms if you have a monk.
It already has it. It has like a built-in XP boost.
So, but in terms of the actual heirlooms, like, if you have more experience with it, like, how do they actually work? Because I think they only work up until level 80 or 85, don't they?
Right now, they work all the way to 90, I think.
Oh, do
or at least maybe up to, like, 88 or something. Mm. But that's just recent. And that just changed maybe, like, two patches ago or something. When it first starts out, it was 85 or 80, whatever it was. And you couldn't... They granted you no additional XP after that, but now they changed it and then you could level up again. And when the new Draenor patch comes out, or the expansion, I bet you anything they won't work again. First, what, 6 months, maybe a year, and then they'll go back to it again. But you can get, I think right now, boots, chest, back piece, head piece,
pants.
I think those are all of them that give you an XP boost.
I don't think that there's any neck pieces or trinkets or anything like that that are heirlooms. I'm pretty sure it's all wearable gear.
Well, there are heirloom of neck pieces
and trinkets
and stuff, but I'm not sure that they give you the boost.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it just depends on... Yeah, I can't remember now. It's been a while since I've used them. And, you know, it got to the point where you had your cloth XP gear, you had your mail XP gear, you had your plate, you had all different gear you could send to all your new toons. Or some people, that was never me, because I'm like you, I don't have that many alts out there. I've got...
Well, it's not even so much that, is that... It's so expensive. Like the back piece that I got, and I think I have one other, and I can't remember what it is now. I think it might be the hood. But those two pieces cost me like 5,000 gold. That's as much gold as I have ever made in WoW. Like,
me too.
When you haven't been playing forever, these things are really, really, really costly. And you have to kind of think, okay, do I want to spend 5,000 gold on these things that are going to help me level? Or do I want to just slog through and level like normal? And most of the time, I just level like normal. The only reason I got those pieces is because I was leveling with a friend who had all heirlooms. And I was like, well, you're going to be like level 50 when I'm level 10. Yeah. So,
yeah. Or if you're like a Sheo who actually got maxed out on gold, he could make no more gold in the game.
How much gold is that? Like, what is the cap?
It's millions. It's in the millions. But I'm not positive, because he shared it with me every once in a while. He would buy me little
things. Buy
you
something pretty?
But yeah. But he wouldn't just give me money. And I'm like, come on, just give me money.
You got tons.
He's like, no, you need to earn it.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah. But yeah, people like him, they've got, you know, everything, all the heirlooms. And so, you know, it takes them no time to level up. But I think it's good when your game is this old for WoW. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good in games like Diablo, where you've got a new expansion coming out and you want to get people excited, as well as introducing them back into the game. And I mean, I remember when Red Dead Redemption did this, you know, they do it, or, you know, when that was big, they did it, you know, every so often they'd have a free XP weekend. And I mean, Battlefield 4, and I mean, a lot of games do this, because it takes its time, and your time is kind of money. So,
true,
you know,
true.
I don't see anything wrong with it in these type of games. Maybe in the more competitive type games, but I think like League of Legends has XP boosts as well, which that doesn't really make sense to me because that's more a competitive thing, but.
Yeah, and I don't think that they've done... I haven't seen it in a lot of competitive games, but I'm not huge into, like, League of Legends and Dota 2, so I'm not quite sure what they do in terms of levels or what those levels mean. I know that in League of Legends, anyways, you can't go in and play competitively on the ladder until your character or, like, your account hits level 30. So I feel like XP boosts would be very bad in that situation.
Yeah, that I would, too. And yeah, I'm not... I'm sure... there's somebody out here
screaming to like, be like XP boosts in Dota, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know what we're talking about. I think that's clear in terms of these MOBA situations.
No, and I am not a MOBA person whatsoever. So no, and that's why the Heroes of the Storm, that probably won't be my game.
No, either. Not at all.
I'm play
so
that
excited
game at
for
all.
It.
So then, well, and you probably do really good at them too. I bet you, you know, you can kick butt at them. I think I would just get frustrated and quit, you know, almost immediately.
Well, that's totally what I did with League of Legends and Dota. I tried them both and I was like, what is the items I have to boots plus more boots equals more boots? I don't understand. But then with Heroes of the Storm right now, it looks like it's just like skills. You know, you just have to pick what skills you want. I'm like, okay, that I can wrap my head around. But boots plus boots equals more boots? I don't get it. And I don't want to learn it. I just, screw you guys.
Exactly. So, I don't know. But yeah, so I am perfectly okay with this. And I think it actually, it made me want to get back in and play. So
yeah, same here. I'm cool with it. And do you have any problem with it if it is something like Guild Wars where you can play, where you can actually go and pay actual money to get more XP? Does that bug you at all, or do you just
because...
if you got the money, then good for you. Go ahead.
So my thought about it is that, one, Guild Wars is a free-to-play game, and it's really a pay-to-play if you want. And your time is your money in that instance. So if you don't have time to actually go in there and level and play it, you know, why it's not hurting anyone else that you can pay and get up there and play with your friends or get to a certain level and enjoy the content that you want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hurting anybody else. Mm-hmm. So I don't see why people get so upset about it. And that's the same thing about buying digital goods in game when people are like, you can buy that piece of gear that I had to work my butt off for. You could have bought it too. You know?
Yeah. No, I feel the same. And it's kind of very similar to the $60 boost to 90. Like, I mean, everybody gets one with purchase of the expansion. But then if you want more boost to 90, then it's $60. And I mean, it's a huge amount of money, which I think it should be. But when you think about it, it's like, well, if I go to work and get $20 an hour to work, if it takes me more than 3 hours to level, well, then that's worth my time.
Exactly. So. And that's exactly my thought, too, that, you know, your time is your money, and it depends on do you want to spend your time or do you want to spend your money? And either way, it's the same. Yeah. It's just, you know, the way you look at it.
Yeah, so. And you end up getting to play with your friends, which really is what gaming should be all about. So
exactly. Yeah. And it's about, you know, enjoying your time. Mm-hmm. And if trudging through, you know, dailies and stuff like that is not what you want to do, then pay not to have to do that.
Exactly.
It's fine with me.
So I think that pretty much does it for this week. I did want to remind everyone that you can head on over to /loot.com and you can grab an awesome Gamers In t-shirt like I'm wearing right now, but my camera is way too high for you to actually see it. Or there are other fabulous podcasts on there, like Ladies of Leet. You can grab a Ladies of Leet shirt, which I also own but don't wear on the show because I have a white background behind me. And if I have a white t-shirt, then it just looks like I'm a floating head. But yes, I have a fabulous Ladies of Leet t-shirt. I've had it for like 3 or 4 years now. It's my favorite thing ever.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah.
I'm wearing one of my Ladies of Leet t-shirts.
Oh, right they now. Have
I
green
ones?
You
didn't see it. No, this is actually an old one.
Oh.
This, so you can't actually get this. You can't get this V-neck one. You can get what's on it. It's the right, left, The thingy.
Nice. Yeah, ours is just our logo, our words. But yeah, you can head on over to slashloot.com and grab those. There's also shirts from Morning Stream, Angry Chicken, Starcast, all those fun shows. So yeah, head on over to Slashloot and get all the loots. They're probably going to have something with Nerdtacular again this year, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely they'll have a... Have you seen Scott's latest Nerdtacular drawings?
I did. I made one my cover photo on Facebook. Oh, nice. I'm so excited for Nerdtacular. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and this year, the last 2 years, I've been a zombie at Nerdtacular because, because I came from Australia the last 2 years, and between the flight out there and my time being totally opposite, I was totally out of it. So I'm looking forward to having like a normal time this year. Yeah. So.
Oh, well, we do always appreciate you coming. It's always great to see you. I'm so excited. I want it to be June and July now.
I know. Me too.
So I just wanted to mention before we go as well that the Gamers Inn Patreon is now live. And I literally just did it this afternoon, and we have patrons already. So thanks to everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
But the one that I wanted to actually thank the most was patron numero uno, who was David Michael, or Sales Geek on Twitter. So everyone should go follow him. Oh, Sales Geekery, I think. Sorry, on Twitter. So everyone should go follow him. He is awesome. He is very supportive of the podcasting and the Frog Pants and the A-Move communities. You guys should all go check him out. He's awesome.
So, he is very awesome.
Yeah, I think that pretty much does it. Kimmy, what do you want to pimp before we go?
So you can find me on Ladies Elite. I'm at Doghouse, too, if you guys need anything from Doghouse. And then Ralph would kill me if I didn't mention our new podcast, Catching Up With. So it's with Johnny Feisty, Ralph, and myself, and we talk about... right now we're doing Doctor Who, so we go back and we watch old TV shows and then we kind of catch you up on them. So if you haven't ever watched them or you want to go back and watch them with somebody and discuss them, that's what we do. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And Johnny and Ralph are amazing, funny guys. Mm-hmm. So the show is really good. Those two are so hilarious. So
is it like the really, really old ones from like back in like...
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was like, how old are we talking here?
we thought about that, but we thought, nah, we'll just start with Christopher Eccleston and go forward from there. So, and we may not go all the way through to Matt Smith. I'm not sure how far we'll go. Mm. And then we'll move on to another show and maybe, you know, I Dream a Genie or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
So cool.
But yeah, it's just a fun way that, you know, we can go and watch them and then discuss them amongst each other. And then other people can watch it too and listen to us and join in if they would like to as well.
So where can we find that?
That's at Catching Up TV.
This is a test.
It is a test. You can find us at Twitter at Catching Up With, I think. I will make sure to give this to Jocelyn.
I think you probably should.
I'm very embarrassed at this point. But Catching Up With, the podcast. Go subscribe to it. I know that much.
There you go. We'll have everything in the show notes. Don't worry, yes. Kim.
Or you can find me on Twitter at just Kamali.
Yep.
And then that'll point you there as well, too.
For anyone who's looking at the video feed right now, it's right underneath her. So go follow her, Just Kamali, on Twitter. Thank you very much for joining me. I had a blast. This whole ladies only thing is very fun.
Thank you. Yes, this was great. This was great. I mean, I have ladies, you know, every week too, but it's nice to be with a different lady.
I know. I'm always with the dudes. I've got dudes on Angry Chicken. I've got dudes on Gamers Inn. Like, I like the ladies. It's fun.
Well, yeah, and we'll have to get you back on Ladies Elite again.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we need to get that back on more regularly, too.
Absolutely. So I think that pretty much does it for this week. So if you'd like to visit us on the web, you can do so at gamersinpodcast.com. You can find us on A-Move TV, along with other fabulous podcasts, including Starcast, Campaign Roundtable, Biggest Fan, and A-Move Radio. Oh, and The Angry Chicken. I always forget The Angry Chicken. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GIS Gamer. Ryan's at R. Murphy. And don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. Video versions of all our episodes, especially now because I actually did it today, can be found on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JocelynMoffitt. We are also on Facebook and Google+. If you have any thoughts on today's episode, you can email the show at info@gamersinpodcast.com. So before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to Greg for creating our music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We'd also like to thank Joel Duggan, who does all of our graphic work. You can find him and everything he does at joelduggan.com. So thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn. Remember, tune in next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.